Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 137. Today's episode, I am going to be talking about quite a few different things. I am going to be in 4.5 hours. I will be headed to the 5.5 hours. I will be headed to the airport. Seattle, Tacoma, where I will hop on an Airbus 8321-200. It was going to be Neo, but Delta switched the equipment to the 200. And anyways, I will continue talking about that. This is just the intro. Anyways, thank you for tuning in, and I'm glad that I could get another episode out today before I leave. Welcome to episode 137. So yeah, tomorrow at 6 a.m., I will be departing out of Seattle to Atlanta on Airbus A321-200, and definitely looking forward to what is to come on the first flight, and then I'll hop on Airbus A350-900 and head down to Lima with have an 11-hour and 24-minute layover in Lima. And then I will hop on a LATAM Airbus A320 and fly from Lima to Iquitos, which is my final destination. So there is some news that has broke. And this news comes from a former American Airlines CEO who says everyone is worried about Boeing. Robert Crandall's remarks were made during an interview with Bloomberg Surveillance. In an interview with Bloomberg, former American Airlines CEO Robert Crandall stated that everyone is worried about Boeing, referencing recent troubles with the manufacturing and a massive leadership shakeup. Robert Crandall served as American Airlines president and CEO and was with the airline for 25 years. Crandall is regarded by many as a legend in the aviation industry, known for launching the first frequent flyer program. And yesterday Boeing announced that its CEO and CEO of commercial airplanes are leaving the company in 2024. This was a major shakeup in the leadership at the manufacturer, but one that was expected by many following recent events. Earlier today, Bloomberg Surveillance released a video interview with Crandall in which he said that everyone is worried about Boeing. The first question asked of Crandall is what he thinks changed in the last decade at Boeing, a question he did not have an answer to. Further, Crandall said that he believes David Calhoun, Boeing CEO, also wishes he had an answer to the same question. Crandall had nothing but praise for Boeing during his tenure at American Airlines, saying, "And in every case where we had any kind of disagreement or problem, they stepped up and were very responsive. My experience with Boeing has been very positive. My experience with Boeing has been that it is a great company." Crandall then says that everyone in America is worried about Boeing, citing the meeting between major airline CEOs and the board of directors at Boeing. The meeting, Crandall said, shows how seriously the American carriers see the problem. Safety and reliability are two of the most crucial things to consider when purchasing aircraft, and Crandall highlighted that American aviation has been extremely safe. Without an absolute reputation of safety and consistency, you simply can't compete. And that's why everyone is worried about Boeing. We've got to get back to a point where it produces an impeccable product. And I'm sure they'll get to that point. And, you know, fingers crossed that it's soon. Because you can't produce an aircraft that airlines are unsure that they will be safe for their passengers to fly on. So a lot of news coming from Boeing. And basically that's what I just wanted to cover in this episode. But yeah, this podcast episode is going to be pretty short, seeing as I need to get some sleep since I'm departing early tomorrow. But I'm hoping that this podcast, this special episode, I don't know why I can't talk tonight, this special episode will make up for my lack of episodes in the next 2 weeks, but I'll see what I can do. I'm probably not going to have the mic with me, so it'll just be raw audio from my iPhone 14 Pro, so we'll just see what happens there. Anyways, thank you for listening. Until next time, fly safe.